From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talk statement expected within hours. An announcement is expected early Tuesday on the status of the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna, which have been extended several times since a June 30 target date was reached and missed. Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said genuine progress has been made.
They have made genuine progress in those conversations. And I think even over the last week or so, there is progress, important progress that has been made. There have been some key issues in the negotiations that have been closed. And that's a good sign. That said, there continue to be some sticking points that remain unresolved.
Six world powers are trying to limit Iran's nuclear program while Tehran is demanding an end to global sanctions hurting its economy. Speaking in the Ethiopian capital Monday, where he's attending an international conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on both sides in the South Sudanese conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the world's newest country.
The conflict in South Sudan must stop. Today, I repeat my call again to President Salva Kiir and the former Vice President Dr. Riek Machar to give up war for the sake of the people and for the future of South Sudan. I urge them to compromise, forge a political deal, and make true on their promises to protect the people of South Sudan.
South Sudan last week marked 4 years of independence but has been plagued by violence since December 2013. That has left thousands dead and millions displaced. Last week, rebel leader Machar warned the conflict would continue as long as President Kiir remains in power. This is VOA News. Investors Monday reacted positively to news that Greece and its Eurozone partners and international creditors agreed to terms of a third bailout for the country. Under terms of the Brussels Pact, the Greek parliament must approve the austerity measures by Wednesday before Greece's creditors begin talks on handing Athens nearly $100 billion in new bailout funds, which would be the third in the last 5 years. Eurozone chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said it will take weeks for a new bailout program to be worked out.
It will involve a lot more in terms of substance and commitments and financing needs, and it will take time to negotiate that. We have asked the institutions to do that as quickly as possible. But it is will probably be closer to 4 weeks than 2 weeks. It's my understanding, and some call me an optimist.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces a mutiny within his leftist governing coalition as he seeks parliamentary approval for spending in pension cuts and tax increases. Mexico's notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was still on the loose Monday, 2 days after escaping from a maximum security prison west of Mexico City for the second time in 14 years. The United States, which has sought his extradition, has pledged all support that Mexico needs in recapturing Guzman. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he faces multiple drug trafficking and organized crime charges here in the United States. His swift recapture by Mexican authorities is a priority for both the Mexican and the U.S. governments. And reflective of that shared purpose, the U.S. and Mexican attorney generals discussed the matter on the 12th of July and agreed to focus all available resources on his recapture.
Guzman's Sinaloa drug cartel controls most of the border crossings for illegal drugs between Mexico and the United States. The United Arab Emirates has executed by firing squad an Emirati woman convicted of the jihadist-inspired murder of a U.S. schoolteacher. Ala Badr el-Hashimi was sentenced to death last month for stabbing to death 47-year-old Ibolia Ryan, a mother of three, last December. In Nigeria Monday, a suicide bomber attacked a military checkpoint on the outskirts of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State, leaving the bomber and at least one other person dead. Meanwhile, dozens were also killed as suspected Boko Haram militants attacked at least two northern Nigerian villages Friday into Saturday. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military leadership to boost the fight against Boko Haram. A twin suicide attack by suspected Boko Haram militants in northern Cameroon late Sunday killed at least 13. The first blast went off near an army camp. The second exploded nearby as soldiers approached near the border town of Fotokol. Nearly 20 were wounded. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.